Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. Robert Baer, former CIA commander, now written a book about 9/11 inside job. And we'll be talking with him about the Iran situation. A lot more coming up in about 30 minutes. I know we got a lot of people holding. For those holding, I'm going to get to your calls in the next segment. Jason Burmes joins us from the field today via cell phone. And we are here talking about Loose Change Final Cut that just came out 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I think about 3 weeks ago now, and it's a totally new film, and it's got revelation after revelation after revelation. It's the one 9/11 film everybody's got to see. It's totally new, totally different, totally new 9/11 film compared to the previous incarnations of Loose Change. So I hope you will go to Infowars.com, and if you, let's say you already know all about 9/11. Well, go put in somebody else's address. We'll gift ship to people. You know, just let them know a present's coming, give us their address, pay for it, and we will ship Loose Change, Final Cut, or Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, or both of them together in a combo deal we've got, to whoever you want. This needs to be seen. Or call toll-free to get Loose Change, Final Cut, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, you just heard about 10 minutes of a film that's just about 2 hours long. I don't have the film in front of me, Jason. I've seen it so many times, but I forget. How long is Loose Change Final Cut?
It's actually 2 hours and 10 minutes long, and we had to cut out a chapter. That's another 10 minutes. And, of course, there are a couple other extras on the DVD.
So, really, it's a 2-hour, 20-minute film because one of the extras is just another chapter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, I thought it was over 2 hours. I just wanted to make sure on that. And it's such an important film, and you guys went the route. You could have sold your rights out to some big outfits, but then they could do something like shelve it. We had the Mark Cuban guy, but notice he took the redacted, the De Palma film about Iraq being a slaughterhouse and the raping and murdering of innocent women and children, and you notice that they just bought that film and shelved it.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling people is, you know, when we saw something on paper, you don't have final editorial control, and, you know, there's no guarantees. And then you see with someone like Bryan Singer, who did Scarface, one of the biggest movies of all time, when he, you know, has a take on the Iraq War that's a little too harsh, they edited his film heavily, and they pretty much shelved it. People don't even know it's available.
Well, that's De Palma's film. You're talking about Redacted, right?
Yeah, Redacted, yeah.
Yeah, that's De Palma from Scarface. He, I guess one of the other guys from Scarface is also involved. Yeah, he got censored, too. But, yeah, I mean, Redacted's an incredible film. I've talked to folks that have seen it, and you can't see it. It's not in theaters. It was shown a few places. This is De Palma, who makes hit after hit with Oliver Stone and others, and you're just not going to get a chance to see it because 2929 got it, and I don't know what they've done with it. But the point is, you guys could have done deals with them. You didn't because you wanted to have the control. And I salute you. Now is the job of getting this DVD out to everybody. And, Jason, I just want to thank you for all you've done working behind the scenes to ensure this Final Cut did come out. And it's a very, very impressive film. And it's all new information, all the latest developments. I just hope people will get it.
Me too, Alex. And, you know, like you said, the holiday season is really the time with your family. And you can sit them down and show them this film. We hope you get it. We hope you make copies. We hope you hand them out.
Well, the bottom line here is that people are ripe now to wake up to 9/11 being an inside job. Did you see how the former Italian, I'm showing my Texas colors here. The former Italian president came out and said 9/11 is an inside job?
Yeah, he not only said that, he said it's pretty much a joke within the intelligence communities. It's common knowledge. And he said it was a CIA/Mossad operation. I really enjoyed the 9/11 Truth Group up in Canada confronting the former prime minister there and handing them a copy of the Final Cut. Hopefully people are going to follow up on that and make sure he actually watches the material.
Tell folks when your show's on Genesis Weeknights.
My show is on 8 to 10 Eastern, that's 7 to 9 Central, on Stream 4 on GCN.
All right, Bubba, good talking to you. I'll talk to you during the break.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to cover the economic numbers that are coming in. They're, to say the least, not pleasing. Run for the hills, run for the hills. It's not good. Incoming, brace for impact. But let's blast through a bunch of your calls. We're going to move quick here. Let's talk to Rob in PA. You're on the air. Or was Corey next? Okay, Rob in PA. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you very much. Kudos to you. I wanted to thank you for a great lineup this week with Corsi, Roberts, Buchanan. It's just oftentimes out here I feel like a lone wolf, you know, and to have those great intellects talk about the same subjects that that you bring up every week is it's good to know you're not alone, especially with those respected men.
That's one of the only illusions the establishment has left, is that we're all alone. No, we're the majority.
I understand that, and you had an epiphany or breakthrough last week, and I resonated with that when you talked about the 1,500 or the 1,500,000 trillion. It's such a large number, you can't even wrap your head around it, of derivatives.
Yes.
And and to see Bush today and Paulson and Bernanke and the whole crew on Wall Street in Washington come out with this problem reaction solution with this subprime mortgage debacle that they
created. Yeah, five-year mortgage freeze.
Yeah. It's just... It sort of makes our whole economy, not sort of, it is. It's monopoly money. It's just, it has no meaning and no value. they can change the rules, and it goes back to what, you know, the Federal Reserve and the IRS. It's just absolutely incredible what these guys can get away with, and then make it look like they're the saviors. They're going to save these 2 million mortgages over the next 2 years and put a freeze. But it doesn't talk about the investor, the company or group of, you know, like down in Florida, the teachers' funds and the state funds that were, you know, the AAA paper they thought they bought.
Well, you know, states are jerking that money by the tens of billions right now.
Well, I know, but that's the thing that they don't address is the investor who bought that bundle of paper knowing that the rate was going to go from 7% to 13% after the adjustment and built their bond and their portfolio around that business model. But there was no regulators when they came out with these subprime loans. Now, all of a sudden, there's regulators that are going to freeze them for 5 years. It's just mind-blowing to me how these corporate fascist neocons can get away with it and make it look, and like you always say, the putting perfume on a pig. I mean, this is too little, too late, because the guy who's holding a subprime mortgage that's going to readjust, his house went from, let's say, $300,000 to $200,000 in value, and he just lost his job. He's going to walk away from that. It's going to be foreclosed. I mean,
that's right. That's right. Freezing a mortgage that's going to go from 7 to 12% or from 8 to 13% is going to do absolutely nothing overall. And now the credit cards are coming due, over $25,000 a person on average. Now all these other derivatives, which make the junk paper on the subprimes look like a walk in the park.
Well, Alex, it was just announced today that foreclosure rate is at an all-time 20-year high. And you had the other headline yesterday was Bristol-Myers Squibb laying off 10% of its workforce, saving $1.5 billion. It harkens me back to last week with the debate. I know you saw it with Ron Paul and McCain. And they talked about the Iraq War and the cut and run. It was 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Yes.
And then Paul said, you know, McCain said, well, you're going to pull all the funding for our troops and leave them high and dry. And Paul said, no, there's plenty of money in the pipeline to bring these troops home and to clean up that mess and get out of there. Plenty of money. They can. There's trillions and trillions of dollars floating all over Iraq. It's just absolutely incredible. And
that's why they want to keep it going. It's a black hole to launder money into.
Oh, I know. Same with the opium imports from Afghanistan. It just goes on and on and on. I just can't wait for the helicopters to start dropping $100 bills out of the airplane. It just keeps propping up this charade of this fractional reserve banking where they take a dollar and loan it out 1,000 times. It's just, there's nothing there. It's all vapor paper, as I call it.
But that's a good term, vapor paper. But, I mean, the music's stopping in this game of musical chairs now.
I know, because it became a global issue. And, Britain lowered their interest rate today, 25 basis points. So, and Bernanke's going to lower it next week, 25, maybe 50, next Tuesday.
Yeah, and the pound's already so much more valuable than the dollar. That
it's twice. It's twice. I had people in from London the other week, and they were having a field day. They you know, it's two for one. So,
well, that's the point I'm making, is that they're trying to get the Germans, you know, the European Union, and everybody else to lower their interest rates right now, so we can lower them again. But if they're already so much more overvalued, that paltry cut isn't going to help the dollar if they cut rates here.
I know. I just hope, you know, and we all hope that Ron Paul is successful. And when he is successful, he gets rid of the Federal Reserve. That is the worst. It enslaved a whole world.
Well, we have to use this as an opportunity, even if he doesn't get elected, to educate everybody. But also, We have to be telling people who to blame right now, because the same bankers that run the central banks are going to be prancing around during the big depression or recession or whatever it's going to be, on the good side recession, on the bad side global meltdown, Armageddon, financial Armageddon. We have to be blaming them now, and we have to be telling people who the real enemy is right now, so they don't run around as the savior if all this unravels. Now, it is unraveling. The question is, how much will it unravel? How much do you think it will unravel?
I don't know. I don't know where the stop losses can be put in place. I just like what Pat Buchanan had to say about Ron Paul's campaign, and that is to keep getting the word out. Even if, that New Hampshire and Iowa, just keep getting the word out. I think the stars and the moons are lining up, Alex. I have that in my gut. I just think that, Aaron Russo, God, I can still hear his voice echoing. And you tried to calm him down. I don't know if you remember that interview where he wanted to march on Washington. I mean, he was that passionate about the Fed and the IRS and the Federal Reserve. And I think it might have to come to that. I don't know.
Well, I knew at that time he couldn't even walk. Nobody else knew that except his family. But I'd visited him and talked to him. So he couldn't lead us to Washington when he couldn't walk. But plus, you have nothing to lose when you know you're about to die. But the last thing we want is a shooting war, because that's the excuse they need. We need to let their system fall apart, let everybody know they're the criminals, and not get involved in it. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Who's up next here? Rico in Toronto. You're on the air. Go ahead, Rico.
Yes, Alex. Earlier you were talking about the drugs that they were putting people on, and the antipsychotic drugs. Well, I have a friend. She got on. She told me the name of it. She started to take cocaine. She got addicted to that, and then the psychiatrist that she saw, she was like really young, like 14 years old. Psychiatrist that she saw said, "Well, I don't know really what to diagnose you with." So he just said, "I'm going to diagnose you with anything, and you should take something called Seroquel," and she started to take that, and she tried to get off of it, and for 3 weeks she couldn't sleep.
Well, these are all hardcore drugs. It's like going in because you've got a finger cut and they chop your arm off.
There you go, because he made it worse. Because now she tries to get off of it, she can't. She has to completely go back because
look, it's a business. They're legal drug dealers. And they sell drugs, the meanest, baddest stuff Big Pharma can cook up. Look, I mean, if you were a legal drug dealer and you were in competition with other legal drug dealers, you're going to come up with the meanest magic you got. You're going to come up with the most hardcore stuff you can imagine, the most addictive, the most controlling. They're just drug dealers. Man, no different than somebody, but instead of the drug dealers going, psst, at the playground, at the fence, come here, kid, I got something for you. They're in the schools pushing it.
Yeah.
And then they'll SWAT team somebody's house looking for a cocaine or marijuana. I mean, it's a joke.
Do you know that one, Seroquel?
Man, there's hundreds of them, and I've heard the term.
Okay.
I don't really know the specifics of it. Here, I'll just type it into Google right now. How do you spell Seroquel?
It's S-E-R-O. Q-U-E-L.
Okay. And I'm clicking it. Seroquel.com. And we'll find out what it is. Yeah, if you've been diagnosed with bipolar and are looking for a treatment option, this is a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, according to this. So, just another loving thing. Anything else, sir?
No, that's my only point. And Netflix did a good job. I saw Endgame, and I really thought that it was really good.
Well, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Yeah, when you make a film like Endgame, your only hope and dream is that people see it. And if people are going to see Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that's up to you. The ball is in your court. You've got the ball. It's all up to you. If you take action, you're unstoppable. If you ask for God's guidance. If you take action, if you turn your power loose, if you just unleash, then the New World Order will fall. It will pay. It will be destroyed. It will be defeated.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The last caller brought up one of his friends who was put on Seroquel, so I just clicked information that you need to know on their page. Let me go to the actual link. It says important safety information, and it says elderly patients, this is what it first says, with dementia-related psychosis. This is a psychological pill. It isn't. It goes on to say, treated with this type of medicine are at an increased risk of death. Next line. Antidepressants have increased the risk of suicidal thoughts. That's an oxymoron. Antidepressants have an increased the risk of suicidal thoughts. Period. Antidepressants have increased the risk of suicidal thoughts. Thought they're antidepressants. And actions, suicidal thoughts and actions in some children, teenagers, and young adults. Parents of all ages starting treatment should be watched closely for worsening of depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions. Agitations, irritability. You mean going into a mall and shooting a bunch of people or putting the baby in the microwave? It does it to adults, too. But you add adolescent hormones and the rest of it in there, and you get these type of nightmares. Meanwhile, they got people like Dr. Dina Dell all day disinfoing, pulling out propaganda, demonizing supplements. And there are some supplements out there that are bull. There's some stuff that doesn't do what it says. But, I mean, the point is, this is ancient medicine. There's all sorts of things they admit have treatments. You know, hemp is good for glaucoma and stomach aches. And they used to say it wasn't. Now they prescribe it for thousands of different illnesses. The point is, they say that doesn't exist. Oh, but that's all bad. We need to give you something that kills you or makes you commit suicide or want to kill other people for your depression. It makes you depressed, though. But when you get depressed, after you've been on it a while, and it always happens, it just takes longer with some. Might take 2 years, might take a month, might take 5 years. But it always takes more, and then finally you turn into Mr. Psychopath. Speaking of alternative health, Arthlin at 321relief.com is just a cocktail. And you can go to their website of well-known, well-documented anti-inflammatories that in medical studies and alternative studies, but also mainline medical studies, have had a big effect. I mean, one of the things is ginger, folks. Everybody knows ginger, should know, that just fresh ginger. But the point is, it's got frankincense and just a whole bunch of other things in it. Check it out at 321relief.com, 321relief.com. They'll probably try to ban it or something. They'll probably try to, you know, ban gingerbread men next. But 321relief.com, 321relief.com, or 877-327-0365, Arthlin. And it's for arthritis and inflammation. And it's got all sorts of stuff out of a particular African bush. And it's got cypress, sarcanosalus, and I went and looked it up, and it's mainline and anti-inflammatory, and zingibar. It's a bunch of interesting stuff in there. So 877-327-0365, 321relief.com. But see, the difference between the alternative health people is they don't go in the schools at gunpoint and make the children go on the drugs. And they're not pitching drugs. They're pitching natural compounds. But Big Pharma likes to take all the petrochemicals they have and produce these different molecular nightmares and try to force them on the population. And I challenge you to show me one of these mass shootings where they weren't on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, generally comboed with Ritalin or other amphetamine-type drugs. This guy was reportedly on both. He was on, quote, antidepressants and Ritalin. And he did what the insert says it would do. I don't know how all these parents, you know, of course your teenager's acting up. They all do that. Of course, that happens in youth, the trials of youth. And you're going to go through some crises. You're going to go through some problems. But just throwing your kid on happy pills, maybe they're drinking four or five Cokes a day and eating popsicles and sugar-covered garbage. Maybe they're not in shape. Maybe they're hanging out with bad friends. Maybe they got on other illegal drugs, which can lead to this. I mean, they're not good either. And now you're just going to put them on Ritalin and Prozac. And the suicides are in the thousands. The suicides are in the thousands every year caused by this. They've had to admit it. And Prozac, in its early trials in 1981-82, it came out that there was a 15 times increase in that study on suicide, and they suppressed that. 15 times increase. And that wasn't just in the general public. That was in control groups, in those taking placebo versus the drug. We're out of time on that subject. We are scheduled to have Robert Baer, one of the most prestigious, you could say, or most highly decorated CIA field officers in modern history. The movie Syriana was based on a book he wrote and a lot more. And he's got a new book coming out, and he's an expert on Iran. So we should have him on the other side. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
All right, my friends, we are live.
I was sitting.
It is the sixth day of December 2007. Hard to believe it's already Thursday, and this year is almost over. If I spent any time on his bio, the 30 minutes we've got with him would be gone very quickly. He's Robert Baer. He wrote a best-selling book, a memoir, See No Evil, in 2002, that turned into a very successful film, Syriana, starring George Clooney, who played the part of Robert Baer. Of course, they changed some of the names and places to protect the innocent and, I guess, the guilty under national security. But that was a very impressive film. And then, of course, he's written a bunch of other best-selling books. He's got a new book coming out, and it's Blow the House Down by Robert Baer. And we're very, very honored to have him on the show today. He was, of course, a highly decorated, one of the most famous CIA field officers in modern history. One of the actual human intel people, actually the James Bond type. Very few in intelligence are actually on the ground, and he has been on the ground all over the world. Robert Baer, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
You want to get into Iran first? Want to get into Syriana first? Or do you want to talk about your new book?
Let's talk about Iran. It's really on my mind. You know, here's a country that has become the third rail of American politics. You touch it, and the president touches it, and he goes down. We've been hiding information from the public on Iran for 30 years. I'm not an advocate of going to war with Iran, but one of the things that's greatly disturbed me getting to 9/11 is the evidence we had that Iran's participation in this was never given to the 9/11 Commission report. I'm not talking about, you know, conspiracy theories. I'm talking about good, hard intelligence. This latest turnaround on Iran's nuclear weapons, I don't know whether they've got nuclear weapons or not, or they're about ready to explode a bomb. But I can tell you this, intelligence on Iran is completely politicized. What the president has told us in publishing this national intelligence estimate is, hey guys, I can't do Iran now. I can't send the Iowa National Guard in to cross the border into Iran. Can't do it. Don't have enough soldiers. I can't protect the oil. And I'm just going to postpone this, doing anything about Iran. Whether it's negotiating or taking out their nuclear sites, he's just said, we're postponing this. Next guy can take care of it. And that's the underlying message. And as Americans, we have to understand that. It's not because they've stopped their nuclear weapons program permanently, because I'm here to tell you that Iran wants the Gulf. It wants Saudi Arabia. It wants Bahrain. It wants the whole thing. You know, I'm getting this from a lot of insiders. I'm not anti-Iranian. I'm just saying this is what they're after. We're going to be dealing in a multipolar world where Iran is one of our rivals in a big way.
Now, that's quite a statement you made that this is political. I would think that the Office of Special Plans and the Niger yellow cake and the aluminum tubes, that was politicized, cherry-picked, cooked-up intelligence. You're saying the CIA is putting out this report saying they abandoned their nuclear weapons program in 2003. You're saying that's baloney and you have proof?
I would say that it's not a question of that. It's a question of the judgment. If you want to write one of these things in NIE, you can play both sides of it. You can say there's evidence they've stopped, and there's evidence they're going to continue. And it's the way you write these things. But the fact that it was made so public is the political side to it.
No, I understand that. But if Iran nukes Israel, or, I mean, even if they got the weapon of the delivery system, Israel's got 400-plus nukes, and Iran's going to literally be a molten slag heap.
Oh, absolutely. But that's not their goal. Their goal is to get Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Bahrain, and the oil fields in Saudi Arabia.
Why? Because there's a Persian belief that once they had that as part of their empire.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. They want this as part. They want the empire back. Call it Islamic if you want. They want it back. And having the oil fields is much more important to them than doing anything about Israel. Because you know what? The Iranians, at the end of the day, this is just all propaganda.
Well, how are the Iranians going to go into Iraq, though?
They've already have Basra. I mean, they are smuggling most of the oil that's coming out of Iraq today is going through Basra, and the profits are going into Iran. I talk to oil people all day.
How much oil can you smuggle?
They're smuggling almost, you know, we're talking about 100,000 barrels a day, or up to 200,000 a day. They're just basically they're pumping it. They're smuggling it into Dubai, they're refining it, sending the refined gasoline into Iran, or they're selling it on the market.
Well, let's go back to your other statement. Evidence linking Iran somehow to 9/11?
Oh, absolutely. It's never been given the 9/11 Commission report.
Well, please give it to us.
In June 1996, Osama bin Laden sat down with an Iranian intelligence officer, and they discussed a comprehensive plan to attack the United States. These meetings went on for several years. What disturbs me is that evidence is not weighed inside the 9/11.
What's the proof of that? Oh, I mean, where's the proof?
Well, the intelligence community has it, but they just never gave it to the 9/11 Commission.
So we have a Sunni working with the Shiites.
Anything, because in the Middle East, keep in mind, it's my enemy's enemy is my friend. And that is a rule. It's an ironclad rule, you know. And especially when we're so militarily dominant that Iran is not afraid to ally with anybody. When I was in Lebanon in the 80s and 90s, the Iranians were allied with a Christian group, the Lebanese forces. I mean, it's just totally unlikely. It goes against the understanding we have of the Middle East. but they look at themselves as militarily inferior, and they'll ally with anybody.
Well,
now, I don't do conspiracy theories. I'm not saying they were part of 9/11. I'm just saying this evidence was never weighed.
Okay. Let me shift gears because I want to spend some time on your new book. And before you leave us, tell us what you would do about Iran or what you think, from your perspective, what policy should be. Getting back to your new book, Blow the House Down, before we talk about that, I have this Tom Hartman clip. It's only about 30 seconds long. I want to play this, and then he didn't follow up with the question. I'd like you to follow up and expand, because I was talking during the break, and you said, well, you have a nuanced view on this, that we don't know what's really going on with 9/11, and I want to flesh that out with you, but here's that clip.
So are you just personally of the opinion? I mean, not obviously you can't speak for the CIA or your previous activities with the agency, but are you of the opinion that there was an aspect of inside job to 9/11 within the U.S. government?
There's that possibility. The evidence points at it.
And why is it not being investigated?
Why isn't the WMD story being investigated? Why isn't anybody been held accountable for 9/11? We held people accountable after Pearl Harbor. I mean, why has there been no change of command? Why has there been no political repercussions? Why has there been no any sort of exposure on this? It really makes you wonder.
Mr. Bear, can you expand on that statement?
Absolutely. The problem we have goes back to the 9/11 Commission report. We now have the current Minister of Interior in Doha, the state of Qatar, who protected Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. We also have that there are several Americans that could have grabbed Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in 1996 when he was in Doha, who are now working for that government. There's been no explanation of how he got away, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of 9/11. There's been no explanation why these American officials went to work for the same man, the Minister of Interior. And including, let's face it, Rudy Giuliani. He has enormous amount of contracts in Doha today with the same guy who protected Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. As a citizen, now speaking as a citizen, since I was not in the CIA at 9/11, I'd like to know what are those connections and why is the Minister of Interior still in power and he's given us no explanation of why he tipped off Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in 1996, who went on to do 9/11. I mean, doesn't that disturb you?
Well, it does. Why has there been an investigation? It's admitted, New York Times, Washington Post, BBC, that the head of Pakistani ISI wired $100,000 in the months before 9/11 to the supposed lead hijacker, Mohammed Atta. And then for the second trip in his life, the head of Pakistani intelligence, General Mahmoud Ahmed, is meeting with all the heads of intelligence in a week-long trip leading up to the attack.
Exactly. I'm speaking as an American citizen, not as an official, and I'd like to know. And it disturbs me that these questions are not answered. We're not talking about some top-secret intelligence system that's going to be sources and methods that are going to be exposed. I just want answers. I want answers. What happened to the Iranian relationship with Osama bin Laden? Why is the Minister of Interior in Doha still in place? Why have the Pakistanis been unable to get near Osama bin Laden? Who's he hiding with? It's either just total incompetence on the part of our government or a conspiracy.
And have you heard the latest report that the fellow that made Supersize Me, it looks like, has actually gotten a meeting with bin Laden? Variety's now reporting that, quote, they got the Holy Grail and the Weinsteins bought it, and they're leaking that supposedly they've got bin Laden.
It's just amazing. And, what I don't want is the average American to lose confidence in his government, because ultimately we depend upon our government, and ultimately the government's benign. But by not answering these questions, we're leaving open, actually nutty conspiracy theories.
Mr. Bear, what does it look like to you when you've got, and this is confirmed, Associated Press, Newsweek magazine, I've talked to the officers involved. Mohammed Atta was trained at the Defense Language School, Monterey, California, in the year before 9/11. The dean of the school went public. Then they threatened him with court-martial, Colonel Butler. They were trained at all these bases. You've got the Nick Berg that got his head sawed off, reportedly in Iraq. Laptop gets borrowed by the hijackers. I mean, come on. I have interviewed U.S. embassy heads who were ordered to let the hijackers back in from their Malaysian terror summit and were told, oh, no, the terror designation in the computer is their CIA cover.
I know. I mean, we know this. I mean, these guys were caught with a man who was indicted, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, in Malaysia meeting. We knew they were on their way to the United States. No one did anything, and there's been no accountability for.
What does this look like to you in your gut? What does it look like to you?
As an average American citizen, it looks like to me that something's being covered up, either for incompetence or for whatever reason. Now, on the other hand, my nuanced position is I've been in the middle of conspiracies for years, and you can never carry them out. But the point is we have to address these questions. There has to be accountability. There has to be people lose their jobs that are pointed out as if having made mistakes. But, you know, it's much worse than you think. Have you remember who Abu Zubaydah is?
Yes.
All right. I know the guy who went into the safe house, grabbed him. There was the shootout. He was wounded. They pulled him out of the car, right? This isn't secondhand. This is firsthand information. They pull out of his pocket two credit cards. One goes to Saudi Arabia. One goes to Kuwait. The other thing they found in his safe house is cell phone bills that went up until 10th September, calls to the United States. The calls resumed on the 16th of September, and the CIA sent those calls in to the FBI. And you know where those bills are now? Lost.
Well, what about FBI agents that say they don't want to know how to land or take off, just how to fly a plane? We think they want to fly them into the World Trade Center, and they're told, shut up, you're off the case, over and over again.
Those guys got fired or demoted.
Yeah.
These are the kind of questions we need to answer. Where are those cell phone bills that were picked up in Faisalabad? And who was he calling?
Well, Mr. Baer, here's the bigger question. Who has the motive? You've certainly heard about the Republican memos that are now public where they're saying we need another 9/11. That would help our agenda. Then they openly write editorials in the Philadelphia News about how great 9/11 was for America to unify us and how great another one would be. We have the PNAC document saying minus a huge catalyzing event, a terror attack, we're not going to be able to have Pax Americana. I mean, certainly it's now declassified. Gulf of Tonkin was staged. You know how they overthrew Mohammed Mossadegh by staging terror attacks and blaming it on him. I mean, has our criminal elements of our government, rogue elements, have they ever staged terror attacks before?
That's what I would like to know, wouldn't you?
Well, Kermit Roosevelt admits they did. But
and the only way you can get away with, is to expose the facts into the public and let the public make up their minds. And I don't want to fuel conspiracy theories, but as sitting back in Colorado, I want to say I want answers. I don't want people to tell me, don't worry about my government's taking care of me. There's too many connections that I know about personally from intelligence I've seen that have not been answered that I want answered.
Well, you talk about fueling conspiracy theories, but isn't the establishment fueling them by all these facts being out there, and they just say it doesn't exist?
Absolutely, and it's Republican and Democrat alike. It's bipartisan. You really wonder what's going on in Washington. And you don't want the American people to lose confidence in their government. I'll say it over and over again. I mean, what's been covered up? What's been hidden, and we want answers.
What do you know about Operation Gladio? Because Francisco Cosca, the former Italian president, former head of their intelligence, of course, went public and said the government with the U.S. elements staged bombings there to blame it on leftists and communists. Now he's gone public in Italy's biggest paper saying that 9/11 was carried out by the United States and Israel.
It's one of those things that are getting traction. And I'm hoping that the explanations are simpler than that. But what we don't want is our government to treat us like idiots. Otherwise, we are going to
Now, your new book, Blow the House Down, obviously you can't write books about real things that happen with the real names. I mean, you know, I've heard you on NPR say that Syriana was a couple different real things that happened mixed together with the names changed. What is Blow the House Down? Because it's described on Amazon as, you know, getting into an alternative theory and history of 9/11 attacks.
It's a way of getting at the story, offering a possibility of what happened. I mean, look at Iran. Here's my problem. I had two bosses were killed by the Iranians. I've seen evidence, and I'm not talking conspiracy theories, that the Iranians were involved in Pan Am 103. I just know too much about it from the inside. That was completely, the information was flushed. It wasn't even given to the FBI, this information, and it was very, very good. And now all of a sudden, you've got the Bush administration saying, hey, we're going to give Iran a pass. You've got the head of Hezbollah, who's directly involved in blowing our embassy up, Beirut, 20 years ago, 24 years ago. That's never come out. And you just go on and on and on. And so what I do in this fictional account of it is, this is the way the world, you know, could it work this way? I can't prove it, but, you know, there it is.
Stay there. I want to hear more about Blow the House Down with Robert Baer on the other side of this quick break. Final segment, ladies and gentlemen, is straight ahead right here on the GCN Radio Network with Robert Baer, famous CIA field commander.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, you can still order in time for Christmas all the books and documentaries we carry online at PrisonPlanet.com or TruthNews.us. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, their own official statements, their own documents, their own memoirs, how they're setting up the North American Union, and how world government is a means to an end. We're talking to Robert Baer, who's agreed to come on in the next few months for a longer period of time, so we can hear about all of his... I shouldn't call it swashbuckling. It was life and death stuff, being tortured, you name it. But riveting stuff. I want to get him on just to talk about his personal activities in the field and how he thinks our intelligence system should be set up with a bigger focus on human intelligence and people in the field. The new book is Blow the House Down, available at Amazon.com and stores everywhere. And an alternate view from the establishment view of what happened on 9/11. But speaking of Prison Planet, look at how the establishment has used the war on terror to set up a police state. Bush and PDD 51, I don't know if you've seen that, Mr. Baer, says now that he's above Congress and continuity of government. In the Defense Authorization Act, they have funding for dealing with domestic insurgencies for the first time in modern history. What do you think about the climate of the police state, or do you think that we're not entering one?
Oh, I think we're definitely in it. I mean, search and seizure, you don't need a warrant anymore. We know that. Every day we're being warned there's going to be an attack, and there isn't one. And so much information is being kept from us. I mean, Bush said that he just found out about this Iranian stuff last week. Well, that's nonsense. You don't find this stuff out from, apparently it's from telephone intercepts, and don't tell the president. You can't have a government that's fundamentally dishonest with the American people and then change the laws and not have people lose confidence, as both the Republicans and the Democrats have. Climate's terrible.
Well, I've been watching even diplomatic programs where on C-SPAN where the diplomats are admitting that the U.S. has never lost its soft power like it has now. They're talking about it being gone, Robert.
Oh, I think it is. I think the world's changed. The world has completely changed, and you get used to it. We are quickly losing our power and our ability and our moral ascendancy as well, which we depended upon and which did us so well for so many years.
Did they use daily and weekly terror alerts? I mean, they've admitted they have, but your take on them using it as a political tool and really blowing their credibility, or is that an accurate statement?
No, they've blown their credibility. I mean, we got the president talking in October about World War III with Iran, and then in the course of 6 weeks, it's completely changed and say that it's a benign power, Iran, let's not worry about it.
What would happen if there was a precipitous event in the next few months, a terror attack, or one of our interests was hit? I mean, do you think Iran would do something like that and bring the wrath of the U.S. in, or do you think somebody else would do something?
I think they've already won. I'm writing a book on Iran, and I think they've won. I mean, I just think we're going to be facing a new Tehran, and we better not hope they're as malicious as they claim to be.
But you say Iran has won, Pax Americana, Anglo-American, U.S.-Israel, England has lost. Couldn't somebody in the neocon camp stage a provocateur or allow something to happen to get us back in the game?
Yeah, I mean, the only way you're going to get back in the game is if we reimpose the draft. We put 1 million soldiers in Iraq, in the Gulf. That's the only way we get back in the game.
But if there was another terror attack, couldn't that be the...
That's the only way you're going to do it. Otherwise, Americans, what do you mean we're spending $1 trillion a year in Iraq?
Well, let's be clear. You're saying without another terror attack, the agenda to invade or attack Iran is dead.
Absolutely.
So who would launch that terror attack?
Well, use your imagination. Whose interest is it in? It's in Saudi Arabia's interest, for instance.
Because they're enemies with Iran.
Yeah, so who's going to protect them against Iran unless there's an attack in this country?
I never thought of that. Started a war against Islamofascism to aim them at Iran.
Yeah, that's what exactly the Gulf countries want us to do, is go to war with Iran.
Amazing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, folks.